Trey Pate, a community member who lives in Mantua.
Home is where the heart is. But what if you keep losing your heart? Dad was gone. He was an alcoholic and a soldier in the army. Mom was using drugs. Who was paying attention to me? Was I not enough to keep her home? I felt abandoned. Dad broke all his promises. Parents aren't supposed to lie to you, man. Mom was in rehab. Grandma had to work harder to support the family. Even though I loved Grandma's cooking, she wasn't my mother. All my dad's wrongdoings showed me the kind of man I didn't want to be. Then Grandpa died, and I felt like I had nobody. I wonder why nobody stays. The neighborhood became full of violence. Sometimes I walk down the street and hear gunshots. I don't know if those shots killed any of my friends, but I vowed that I'm not going to let anything happen to my people. I was good in school, ended up going to Cheney University and graduating, but there still was a cloud over me, and I felt like I was in a hole. I started to teach young children in my neighborhood and wanted to give them everything that I never had. My mother came back from rehab, and we got really close. Every day we prayed together in her red Cutlass Supreme before she pulled out the driveway. It was there I learned the Serenity Prayer. Then in 2016, I was going to meet a friend in the neighborhood. We were walking towards each other when I heard about 6 to 7 gunshots ring out. I knew to run through the alleyway, being though I know my neighborhood. But while running, I fell. I tried to get up, but I fell again. When I looked down, there was blood on my sneakers and a bullet in my leg. I had done nothing wrong. Just looked like someone else. After I was shot, I felt a pain, the pain for my whole life. I felt it in every step, every motion, and every bit of emotion. I wanted to give up, and I went to a dark place. It hit me that I had to find positive ways to feed my soul, but I couldn't always locate them. The children sent me cards and drawings. Then my mom passed, and the grieving became unbearable. I was afraid to go to sleep. I feared my own dreams. I cried all the time and couldn't find happiness. It's hard for me to give up, though. I've been through hell and back a few times. And I always think it'll get better. C.S. Lewis once said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." Sometimes I visualize a big tree holding me, being the support I need. I lean up against it and let its trunk support my spine. After my mother passed, while leaning against it one day, her spirit visited, and these were her words.
"Hey, son. I want to start by letting you know how proud I am of you. I see how you help, care for others, and are unselfish. You have a big heart and are strong. You were born like that. I know these last few years have not been easy for you at all. I see how hard you've been fighting. Things in the family have been a challenge. The relationships between you and your sisters have been estranged. But I know that you are all better than this. Individually, you're all strong in so many different ways. But together, the force that you are can be so much more. You have a niece and a nephew who look up to you, and you can't show them anything but a good fight. I want you to remember that I didn't leave you. I just had to go and get my rest. It was just my turn, and he called. Continue to stay strong, work on those relationships that still need healing, and continue to be who those around you need you to be, even if you don't get it in return. That's how you feed your soul, son. I've taken steps to fill that void that was once missing in your life. I know it scared you. I'll help you in any way I can. But you won't see a sign that I was here. You are the sign. A strong, loyal, resilient man, committed to helping support the next generation of leaders. Remember that the ultimate goal is to survive through God's will, if not ours be done. I love you, son.
I want to be a beacon of light for those who are still hurting and grieving and thinking that there's no way out. You can change. You can find peace. My students bring me a sense of belonging, a sense of being important. They never see me in a neighborhood smoking or drinking. They'll never see me lose my cool. I will always be a role model to them. To them, I'm just Mr. Trey, the one man that they won't see standing on the corner. My wish for the children is that they'll be better than me. They'll take it to the next level and become prosperous. When I got shot, I had a female student who was 11 years old who died a week earlier. I questioned God, why did you let me live and let this wonderful little girl die? Dudes on the corner approach me and tell me how much they appreciate what I'm doing for these kids. It feels good to get kudos from the people in my neighborhood, especially when you don't think you matter. That's why I love my neighborhood. It's made me who I am. I'm not here to teach these kids their ABCs and 1-2-3s. I'm here to teach them how to survive. I've got to stay out of trouble. I can't be a sour seed. The commitment to my community sometimes drives me crazy. Community is everything. The elderly, Mr. Purdy's Community Center, crack moms, alcoholic dads, survivors, fighters, mothers, daughters, sons, teachers, church members, believers, organizations, block captains, recreation center staff, the mail carrier, poppy stores, the homeless, grandmas, grandpops, the guys that stand on the lot on Mount Vernon Street, old head buddy who loves to take the kids on a bike ride during the summer. Or like Blue, who's like the Robin Hood in the neighborhood, bringing all the goods from the Drexel students to his people. We're all community. We're all everybody. Home is where the heart is, and my heart is in Mantua. The effects of trauma, what that means to me is going through something tremendous, something life-changing, and it being so life-changing that it made you change the whole way you move, the whole way you react to things. Some of us have traumas that we don't even understand that are traumas, like some of us walk down the street and hear gunshots and don't budge because we're so used to hearing these gunshots day in and day out. It becomes a game to the point where you hear a gunshot, you naming the type of gun it came from. When you look at it that way, it's like, dang, you don't understand how traumatized you are. Hurt people hurt people. I didn't really understand it at first, like, what? As I grew older and went through things in life, I noticed how hurt I was first, because the things I used to say to people or do to people wasn't right at all. I was saying this stuff and didn't care about how people felt because I was so hurt. But I had to grow up, and when I grew up, I realized what I was doing. And I realized that I had to be a better example for the kids that I worked with or the people I interact with. It's a tough ball game out here for these kids. They go through a lot. Like, I thought I went through a lot. Like, these kids are seeing people murdered, like family members. seeing all types of crazy stuff, and then they still are expected to come to school and get A's and B's every day. How? They waking up and their moms are doped out. Their moms can't feed them breakfast, can't feed them lunch, can't feed them dinner. I know a lot of people care, especially in my neighborhood. Like, we care. It's just some of us just don't know what direction to go in to help someone. Like, some of us can't help ourselves. So how are we supposed to help the next person? At the time I lost my mom, I was in a very dark spot that I wasn't even sure I could make it out of. I was introduced to gardening, and as I started doing it, I started getting instant gratification from watching a plant sprout out of the soil. And it's like, oh, I did something. I did something right. I grew a plant from the seed, and it grew into something amazing. And I could look at that every day like, I did that. I helped that grow. I fed that. I put nutrients into that, and it became something beautiful. What I hope the people will say about me in 50 years, he never gave up on those kids. I am Trey, the savior of children.
Addressing Community Trauma, Real Stories from the Bottom to the Top Project is produced by Mount Vernon Manor Community Development Corporation, the West Philadelphia Promise Zone, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Producer, Donna Griffin. Artistic Direction, Taya Sepinuk. Police and Trauma Consultant, Altavice Love Craighead. Music, Brian Caselli Jordan and Nimrod Speaks. Audio Engineering, Mike Moore at Lil Drummer Boy. Through storytelling, this project aims to highlight trauma as a public health issue ahead of encouraging participation in community-based emotional support programming to support healthier and safer neighborhoods. Special thanks to our police and community storytellers, Brian, Danielle, George, Rashid, Rakia, Chante, and Trey for courageously sharing their lived experiences.